Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Reducing unprecedented Tito's for 90 days is sufficient to resume tea shipments from China, but it remains unclear when bulk deliveries will arrive. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer announced on May 12th that the U.S. tariff on Chinese goods would be reduced by 115% to 30%. China also agreed to lower its rate from 125% to 10%. The two sides canceled 91% of tariffs on each other's goods and suspended another 24% for 90 days, starting May 14th. During that time, U.S. importers receiving Chinese tea will pay 37.5% duties. Tariffs on shipments valued at $800 or less sent via postal services will be reduced to 54%, with an option to pay a flat fee of $100 per item. An increase in the flat fee to $200 per item has been canceled. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said, quote, "The consensus from both delegations is that neither side wants a decoupling," end quote. However, every U.S. trading partner faces a July 9th deadline as reciprocal tariffs ranging from 20 to 50% are enforced. President Trump suspended reciprocal tariffs on April 9th. Negotiations continue with Vietnam, Japan, India, Sri Lanka, and several other tea-producing countries targeted for high reciprocal rates, according to USTR. The UK has agreed to an undisclosed lower rate. Importers seeking to avoid punitive reciprocal rates must land containers within the next 10 weeks. Tea at sea on July 9th is subject to tariffs increasing to 50%. Major tea trading partners include Vietnam, which faces a 46% reciprocal tariff, Sri Lanka, a 44% reciprocal tariff, Bangladesh, a 37% reciprocal tariff, Switzerland, a 31% reciprocal tariff, India at 26%, South Korea at 25%, Japan at 24%. Kenya is no longer listed. Countries in the European Union will pay 20%. Light volume first harvest teas often travel by air, while second flush teas from China, India, Sri Lanka, Japan, and Korea are shipped in bulk. The total time from harvest to departure is approximately 4 to 7 weeks. Importers anticipated rising tariffs and stepped up orders in November, but a massive surge was not evident until the Trump administration announced rates for tea that increased from 7.5% in January to 37.5% in February and to 152.5% in April. First quarter totals compiled for USDA's GATS data set indicate that the total volume of tea imported from China increased by 55.6% compared to the same period in 2024. The average price for imports declined by 22.3% to $4.28 per kilo, primarily because most of the tea in stock was harvested in 2024. The tea that was most in demand was Chinese green tea. Imports rose by 70% year-over-year, accounting for 41% of the year-to-date volume. Sailing cancellations are badly timed. Transit time from China and Vietnam to U.S. ports on the West Coast range from 15 to 25 days. The lead time for bookings is 7 to 14 days prior to sailings, which typically depart weekly or biweekly from major ports. In early May, around 29% of sailings between China and the West Coast were canceled, leading to a 70% reduction in capacity. 10 blank sailings took place in the last week of April, cutting capacity by 28%, with more anticipated from May 12 to 18. Carriers who switched to smaller vessels and suspended routes last week are now preparing for a massive influx of shipments. Flexport writes that, quote, in light of the 90-day U.S. trade agreement, demand from China to the U.S. is expected to surge, given existing backlogs in the lead-up to the peak season. We'll likely see a major increase in shipping volumes, end quote. Kenya has suspended Rainforest Alliance audits at 54 tea factories, citing high costs to producers with little compensation for smallholders. Kenya's Agriculture and Food Authority released a circular calling for the immediate suspension of audits following a May 8th meeting with senior Rainforest Alliance representatives attended by Kenya Tea Board and Kenya Tea Development Agency executives. Agriculture Principal Secretary Dr. Kiprono Rono halted audits and new certifications at all factories, including independent producers, quote, pending further joint resolution of the matter, end quote. Rainforest Alliance is a global nonprofit organization that promotes sustainable agriculture, forestry, and responsible business practices. The RA mission advances, quote, a triple bottom line that balances the needs of people, planet, and profit. Certification costs for a Kenyan tea factory producing 5 to 15 million kilos of green leaf range from about $2,900 to $3,200 per year. In 2017, Unilever was praised for certifying Lipton-owned Kariko Estate as Kenya's first large-scale Rainforest Alliance-approved tea plantation. Other suppliers soon followed, eventually leading grocers to insist on more stringent ethical and environmental standards. Even low-priced market leader Walmart has a Rainforest Alliance label on its store-branded tea. Today, buyers supplying tea to North America and Western Europe view voluntary sustainability certification as table stakes. Rainforest Alliance fair trade and eco-friendly labels are essential for grocers stocking premium selections. Consumers pay 10 to 20% higher prices to retailers prioritizing traceability, social responsibility, and environmental compliance. Quote, however, the reality is more complex, end quote, writes Kenyan tea marketer and trader Christine Simon. Quote, industry insiders have noted that some buyers in these very markets often demand certified tea at the lowest possible prices, rarely offering a premium that reflects the actual cost of compliance. This contradiction puts producers in a bind. They are expected to meet rigorous sustainability standards, but are not adequately compensated for doing so, end quote. Kenya is evaluating the feasibility of certification by a local nonprofit with lower compliance costs, like Trustee, India's Sustainable Tea Foundation's program. Business Insight. Tea growers confirm certifications are essential to attract top-dollar buyers. Quote, they may swallow that cost initially, offering you a deal the first time, and then cutting contract pricing to commodity levels, explains a veteran tea and coffee grower who pays for multiple certifications. Quote, we sell at a premium, but it is not clear how the cost of certifications is allocated. Is not visible, and there is overlap. We're already complying with Rainforest Alliance standards for audits by Fair Trade, Organic, and other sustainability certifiers. Unlike single-day audits by certifying agents, I prefer the buyer see what I do by visiting anytime they wish. A two-day conclave hosted by the Indian Chamber of Commerce of North Bengal to promote tea to India's youth brought together industry leaders, innovators, and changemakers nationwide to reimagine tea as a next-generation consumer and lifestyle product. Marketing expert and filmmaker Prahlad Kakkar, who delivered the keynote, was among several featured speakers at the May 1st and 2nd event. Growers and tea brand owners, including Lakshmi Plantation CEO Rudra Chatterjee, presented 50 teas in virtual and in-person tastings. There was also a make-your-own-tea demonstration, 5 business sessions, and a techno-walkathon celebrating the spirit of tea and wellness. Quote, Prahlad Kakkar's session was a standout. Sharp, nostalgic, and full of perspective, it took us back to the roots of storytelling and why brand thinking matters, writes the ICC Secretariat in a Facebook post, quote, "It feels like we've created something that will be remembered for a while." Umang Mittal, the chairman of ICC North Bengal, said, quote, "ICC has been positioning North Bengal as a vibrant business hub. It has hosted events for collaboration, innovation, and new sector opportunities. The Tea Conclave was an effort to bring the tea industry closer to youth, new markets, and future-ready thinking," end quote. Gopal Damia, chairman of the ICC's Tea Committee, told The Telegraph that annual per capita tea consumption in India is around 780 grams, lower than in many tea-producing countries, signaling an opportunity to increase domestic consumption. Quote, "The conclave was designed to celebrate the diversity, health benefits, and innovation that tea now stands for," he said. Bijoy Gopal Chaturvedi, president of the Confederation of Indian Small Tea Growers Associations, said conclaves are necessary to explore how we can have more tea drinkers in our country. Quote, "Many don't even know the origin of the tea that they have. A lot could be done to encourage tea drinking across India," end quote. Biz Insight. Lakhan Tea founder and director Rajiv Lakhan praised the gathering's energy, ideas, and engagement. "We wish to repeat these events and take a step forward with tea culture and tea education," he said. Quote, "A cup can't satisfy the consumer until a healthy bush and a well-fed worker tills the land," he said, emphasizing the appropriateness of the event theme. Sip the change, brew the future.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.